Welcome to Goofy Kids.
Join Berry, a fast-talking cardinal, as he shows us all how to prepare for a long and cold winter. This is Berry's Winter Survival Guide.
Hi, my name is Berry and I'm a cardinal. Get it? Berry, as in strawberry, because I'm red. Berries come in all colors and shapes, like blueberries and blackberries. I live in a tree with my mom, dad, and my baby sister. We've been prepping for the winter for a while now, and we are so excited for Christmas. I'm hoping to get a new bag of birdseed this year. I've been really good this year, so wings crossed. Anyway, I'm preparing for winter, and it is coming up fast. Wait, who turned the lights out? False alarm. But pretty soon, it will look like someone turned the lights out everywhere. And I'm not talking about the porch lights. The winter solstice is happening in a few days, and between you and me, they're sending us to bed a little too early for my liking. That's why I'm prepared. I've been eating seeds and nuts left out by the humans in this lovely floating kitchen. Many people ask me, "Hey Berry, what will you do this winter with all your friends on vacation and whatnot?" To which I reply, "Nothing. Just sleep, eat, and repeat." Yeah, many of my friends are hibernating, but so what? They can't really weather the storm like us cardinals can. I think my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was featured in a Robert Frost poem or something, but I am not entirely sure. Another valid question is, how do you stay warm during the winter? I have taken some notes from the humans. They seem to know what they're doing. Here are three basic steps to staying warm during the winter. Step 1, shake. If you keep moving, you won't get cold. Step 2, cover yourself in more feathers. I think humans call this a jacket. Great call, by the way. A few extra layers never hurt. And finally, step 3, snuggle. This step is new to me, but I've heard it works great for conserving body heat. Oh, I almost forgot. Here's a bonus step. Step 4, eat as much as you can while you can. That's why I've been eating more than usual since I noticed the leaves changing colors. And I understand you humans do the same with a Thanksgiving feast in November and a Christmas feast in December. Two major feasts only a month apart. That's my kind of thing. Well, that's it. I hope you've learned something and I will see you all winter long. P.S. Give the turkeys a break. Merry Christmas, signed Barry the Cardinal.